Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio. This is Yusra Larzoum behind the microphone for the headlines. Commemoration of 25th anniversary of passing of late His Majesty Hassan II, founder of modern Morocco. Royal Air Maroc aims to quadruple its fleet by 2037. Akhnoush activation of direct social assistance marks a historic moment in building desired social state as envisioned by His Majesty the King. Morocco and the African Development Bank signed 3 financing agreements worth over 2.9 billion dirhams. Non-Moroccan party implicated in forged document banning mention of Palestine in mosque, says ministry. An international year, Russia reports over 20% increase in weekly COVID-19 cases. Morocco commemorates on Wednesday 9th, Rabia 2nd, 1445, Hijri, the 25th anniversary of the passing of His Majesty Hassan II, an occasion for the Moroccan people to pay a vibrant tribute to the founder of the modern state who left his mark on the kingdom's contemporary history. This commemoration, which comes just a few days before the 48th anniversary of the Glorious Green March, eloquently illustrates the desire of a people to take ownership of its history and to salute the spirit of a visionary king who was able to guide Morocco along the path of modernity while preserving its plural identity and age-old civilization. In commemorating the 25th anniversary of the passing of the late His Majesty Hassan II, the Moroccan people pay tribute to the memory of a great builder king who enabled Morocco to enter fully into the era of modernity. It is also an opportunity for all Moroccans to reiterate their unwavering loyalty and unshakable attachment to the glorious Alawi throne and to renew their determination to carry on the late sovereign's work and adhere to the great projects initiated by his worthy successor, His Majesty King Mohammed VI, may God preserve him, in the service of a modern, developed and prosperous Morocco. Royal Air Maroc aims to quadruple its air fleet by 2037 while covering 100 new international destinations, said on Monday in Casablanca, CEO of the national airline Hamid Addou. By 2037, the national operator aims to progressively strengthen its flight schedule, change dimension and focus more on fleet expansion and improving the customer experience, as well as opening medium-haul and long-haul routes on all 4 continents, stressed Addou at a press conference dedicated to the presentation of the airline's new strategic vision and brand positioning. Royal Air Maroc also aspires to increase the number of tourists to Morocco to 21 million a year from 69 countries and 4 continents by 2037, he added, noting that the company thus intends to become a global customer-centric and more profitable carrier, a transcontinental north-south and east-west hub, a dedicated point-to-point tool in a transversal national network. The head of government, Aziz Akhnoush, emphasized on Monday in Rabat that the activation of the direct social assistance program marks a historic moment in the process of building the social state in the Morocco of progress and dignity as envisioned by His Majesty King Mohammed VI. Addressing the 2 houses of parliament, Akhnoush asserted that the kingdom faces a historic opportunity through which the sovereign is initiating a true social revolution that will usher in a new generation of the social contract between the state and its citizens, forming a strong core for the Morocco of tomorrow. This initiative is likely to foster a sense of belonging to the homeland and elevate trust in the country's institutions, as well as confidence in the capacity for collective success, he noted. He also stressed that following the directives of His Majesty the King, the government started, from the very first day of its mandate, the process of extending social protection to all Moroccans. This began with ensuring the successful completion of the first phase, which involved the generalization of mandatory basic health insurance by the end of 2022. The subsequent phases included upgrading the national health system and eventually moving on to the second phase, which was the universalization of direct social assistance. A non-Moroccan party is behind a forged document attributed to the Ministry of Endowments and Islamic Affairs banning preachers from mentioning Palestinian mosques, the ministry stated. The ministry explained that the document was an obvious forgery created by a party with a non-Moroccan identity, a fact substantiated by concrete evidence. This evidence includes the document's failure to comply with recognized standards of correspondence in its linguistic and semantic style. After refuting the document's authenticity, the ministry emphasized that it was indeed a forgery. It clarified their Moroccan website had previously spread this and founded information, attributing it to what it called mosque controllers in the Tangier region. Quote unquote, considering that this information is baseless, the mentioned website acted as if it were predicting what should happen. Since such an action would bear no consequences, the ministry chose not to respond. The statement further elaborated. The ministry cautioned religious officials about the existence of such parties attempting to undermine a nation known for its commitment to the law, the Palestinian cause, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, both historically and in the present. The ministry also characterized such behavior as a political failure and a crime against religion. Talking economy, Morocco and the African Development Bank, AFDB, signed three financing agreements on Tuesday in Rabat worth over 2.9 billion dirhams on inclusive access to health infrastructure, support for the generalization of social coverage and emergency assistance for the El Haouz earthquake. The first agreement for the financing of the support program for inclusive access to health infrastructures covers an amount of 120 million euros or around 1.3 billion dirhams, and the second concerns the financing of the support program for the generalization of social security coverage to improve employability worth 149 million euros, around 1.6 billion dirhams. The third agreement covers the financing of emergency assistance for the Al Haouz earthquake in the amount of $1 million, around 10.35 million dirhams. Internationally, Russian health authorities reported on Tuesday an increase of 20.1% in the number of COVID-19 cases during the week ending on October 22nd. Quote unquote, the incidence of infection with the new coronavirus during the past week was 14.8 per 100,000 inhabitants, an increase of 20.1% compared with the week before, the operational headquarters for the prevention of the spread of coronavirus infection said in a statement. During a period under review, an increase in infections was recorded in 72 regions of Russia, including 23 regions where the national average was exceeded, it added. In the week ending on October 22nd, 3,172 coronavirus patients were admitted to hospital, up 14.3% compared with the previous week, while the number of admissions rose in 51 Russian regions. Concluding in sports as always, the Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, categorically denied on Tuesday the false information spread by certain media concerning the quote-unquote non-issuance by Morocco of land and permission for the aircraft of Nigerian club Enyimbiev FC to play the second leg of their African Football League, AFL, quarterfinal against Wydad Casablanca. The federation explained that the Air Transport Department, DTA, received an initial request for flight authorization from Enyimba FC on Monday, October 23rd, 2023 at 12.03 p.m. After examining this request, the DTA asked for additional information, including the updated AOC and charter agreement and information on the GMML section of the requested route, noted the same source. The additional information was received at 6 p.m. and the following day, according to the DTA, which pointed out that the procedure for granting flight authorization stipulates that any ad hoc request should be sent 72 hours before the flight is due to take place. FRMF recalled that the DTA issued the required authorization once the file had been completed. It is worth noting that last Sunday, Wydad Casablanca defeated Enyimba FC of Nigeria 1-0 in the first leg of the African Football League quarterfinals held at Enyimba International Stadium in Aba. The second leg will be played on Thursday, October 26th at 7 p.m. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll see you tomorrow for our 3:40 newscast.